call me sentimental, but to me, the most joyful moment in sports is the soccer goal. And when that goal happens at the World Cup, well, it's pretty good. I'm Brian Phillips. With the 2022 Men's World Cup approaching, I'm making a podcast called 22 Goals on the Ringer Podcast Network. It's about 22 of the most fire emoji goals in the history of the tournament. We're going to have so much fun.
It's New York, New York, presented by FanDuel. Take a shot at betting the NBA with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Parlay Hub, filter by odds, sport, and bet type to easily find the most popular parlays and same-game parlays all on one page. Plus, start betting on the Explore page and the Pulse and bet live same-game parlays for every NBA game. So download the app today and bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com.
This episode is brought to you by Max. The new HBO original limited series, The Sympathizer, is an espionage thriller and cross-culture satire that follows a communist spy during the final days of the Vietnam War and his new life as a refugee in Los Angeles. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr. and based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, The Sympathizer is streaming now exclusively on Max. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
All righty, let's roll, baby. Welcome in Tuesday edition of New York, New York, with yours truly, JJ Johnson-Stremski. As per usual on a Tuesday, we'll have the quarterback of the New York Football Giants, Daniel Jones, and cautiously optimistic we're going to see him. Giants across the pond at 3-1, a surprise 3-1, taking on the Green Bay Packers. And make no mistake, Giants, well coached. Giants finding ways to win, taking it up in weight class the next two games against the Packers, against the Baltimore Ravens. Going to be a challenge for our dude Daniel Jones. Going to be a challenge for this New York Giant coaching staff to see if they can continue to keep the winning vibes and the winning ways going. So we'll have the quarterback of the Giants joining us in a little bit. The Jets, a lot of Jet fans in my life are fired up. Team is 2-2. The quarterback was terrific in the fourth quarter. And this is going to be a point of emphasis throughout the week. The Jets have been abominable the last few years within the division. Well, they get a division team that's wounded coming into this game. Miami, my team, no Tua, will be Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback. Will be a Miami team that gets after the quarterback, though, and has some extra time to prepare. This is a good gauge and a good litmus test to see where the Jets are at as far as progressing and building and growing as an organization. This would really show me something if the Jets go out on Sunday and find a way to get to 3-2. That would be something. And as far as the baseball goes, doubleheader for the Mets. Braves lose, so the hopes of a miracle within the NL East, I guess, still remain. I think by the time Tuesday night wraps up, the division will be wrapped up and we'll be trying to figure out if it's the Mets taking on the Phillies or the San Diego Padres in the wild card series. We're going to have coverage for all that sort of stuff coming up this weekend. It's going to be a very busy couple of weeks for us, there's no doubt. And then from a Yankee standpoint, how good was Luis Severino yesterday? I mean, are we now at the point where Gerrit Cole is the starter you trust number three in the pecking order for the Yankees? Because I'm kind of there. I think I'm putting Nestor one, and I think I'm putting Sevy two. That's how good Sevy has looked. And you guys know I like to have some fun roasting Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone was 1,000% right yesterday. I cannot have Luis Severino, after all these injuries, Tommy John, the last few years, throwing 120 pitches in a no-hit effort. Don't care. I need him right for game three of the division series. And if that is the version of Severino you're going to get, the Yankees become that much more dangerous. And they need him because their bullpen which has been a strength for them in years past, not so much a strength these days. It's going to be kind of a who's who in trying to figure out what the bullpen is going to look like. So it's going to be a very wild couple weeks around here. Exciting times around here. And we hope the quarterback of the New York Giants is okay. Is he going to play on Sunday? You'll find out. Daniel Jones up next.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
Giants at 3-1. They take care of business against the Chicago Bears. I'm sick and tired of asking my guy Daniel Jones how he's feeling every week, but I mean, he goes from, you know, Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence, and then it's getting beat up in the Chicago game. So, DJ, I guess Giant fans are wondering, first things first, how you feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling pretty good. Another physical game for us on Sunday, but feeling good, and I'll continue to feel better throughout the week. So just keep going.
Well, I'm sure you're going to feel better knowing that the record a month into the season is 3-1, right? Like, I mean, for any of the aches and pains that you might have, the fact that you guys continue to find ways to win, it's got to make Monday, Tuesday, and all those like body aches and anything that's going on feel that much better, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You always heal up a little quicker after a win. So I think there's some science to that also, but you definitely feel it. And guys are feeling good. So another physical game. There'll be physical games throughout the year. But I think guys will bounce back and get ready to go for next week.
Daniel, not one, but two rushing touchdowns last week, man. I mean, you literally turn it into modern-day Barry Sanders, Michael Vick. I don't know what you want to call it, dude. But this has been something that I know watching you over your career. I feel like we've always seen the athleticism. Like, I've watched you play. I know it's a part of your game. And now to see it the last 2 weeks, super, super exciting. Seeing pay dirt, getting across that goal line, scoring touchdowns. The yards are nice, right? But rushing touchdowns, man, they got to be that much sweeter.
Yeah, I don't know about Mike Vick or Barry Sanders. I think that's a little bit of a stretch. But
that's all right. Leave that to me. We have a little exaggeration hyperbole around here. That's okay.
I appreciate it. But, I think we did a good job taking advantage of some of the things we saw on tape and some opportunities in the run game. Obviously, when Saquon's running it as well as he is and the offensive line's doing what they did and controlling the line of scrimmage opens up some things off of it. And certain compliments that we had ready. So luckily I was the beneficiary of some of that. But yeah, as far as Mike Vick or Barry Sanders, I think just running untouched with nobody out there is a little easier than that.
I was gonna say it might boost your Madden rating though, as far as like speed and elusiveness and any of that stuff. So I might have to talk to the folks over at EA Sports. You know, if you end up with like 7-8 rushing touchdowns this year, Daniel, I want a boost in that category, dude. Just saying.
Yeah, the Madden folks have never been too kind to me, but that's all right. We'll see.
Hey, dude,
we'll
keep winning games. Don't worry; those ratings will straighten themselves out in no time, man. They will straighten themselves out. As far as you guys moving the ball, despite the wide receiver room being absolutely depleted at this point, Daniel. I mean, you guys. It felt like as far as throwing the ball, the emphasis was, hey, let's get it to the tight ends. We're down. We're short guys at wide receiver. We're not sure who's going to be out there on the outside. How big was it for those big guys, those tight ends, Bellinger, Hudson? It felt like they made so many big plays for you on Sunday.
Yeah, I think that was part of the plan. I think it was, a combination of a few things and some things we saw on tape from Chicago also. But yeah, tough to lose. We lost KG and obviously Shep, and we've been, been down guys going in. But, I think that was just part of the plan and worked out that way. But we got a lot of trust and faith in all our guys in the receiver room and tight ends too. Those guys, like I said, stepped up and made a lot of big plays for us off certain things. So We got plenty of guys to get the ball to, run game and pass game.
So you guys are going through this game. You're making plays happen. You're winning an ugly... Daniel, that was an old school Giants type of football game. It was miserable outside. It was like that like gloomy October. Like I call it football weather. Like I don't like... You probably like it when it's nice outside and it's like 70 degrees and sunny. But for me, when I'm going to be like cooped up in my apartment all day, I'm like, you know what? If it's like 15, rainy and miserable, like save the nice days for during the week and, you know, let the guys deal with the slop football conditions that come their way. But you guys are winning this ugly, grinded out type of game. The conditions are awful. Talk me through what happened on the play where you got beat up a little bit and had to get taken out of the game.
Yeah, I think just kind of fell awkwardly, got my leg caught underneath me and twisted up. But you know, like I said, I feel good. I feel a lot better today. So we'll see as the week goes on. But just kind of felt funny and got caught up on it.
Yeah, we all sighed too. I'm not gonna lie. Like watching the game, I'm like, oh Jesus, my guy. I need my guy. Okay, we need to see him next week. We need to see him the week after that. But for you in the game, listen, it's great you get a win. Tyrod goes in, he gets hurt. Were you stunned? You had to go back into that ball game or not really?
Not really. I mean, I think we had talked about it and I was ready. Obviously, I didn't feel as mobile as, you know, I was used to feeling and kind of the way the game was playing out. You know, I needed some of that mobility. So we went to some other things and luckily we were prepared for that, had some of those some of those plays dialed up and did a good job moving the ball with Saquon back there and him kind of running the show.
Did you hear Saquon basically say, hey, let's run Wildcat. Let me be the quarterback. Danny's a little beat up. I got you, boys. I got you.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, we were prepared for some of that stuff. Luckily had some of it ready to go, but he did a great job handling it and getting it going.
So you've been around Saquon Barkley now your entire Giant career because he's there the year before you. Is this the best you've ever seen him?
I think so. He looks good. Some of the cuts he's making when he gets to the line of scrimmage and just how he's reading things, how he's sensing guys coming, his feel for angles, you know, I think in the second level, some of that stuff's unbelievable to watch from, you know, you hand him the ball, he makes a cut and you got, you know, I can't really see all these guys coming, but all of a sudden, you know, he's making guys miss and getting an extra 6 or 7 yards. It's fun to watch for sure. But yeah, I mean, I think it probably is, honestly. And the last time I think he was fully healthy was my rookie year. You know, he's been dealing with a lot of injuries and different, you know, bumps and bruises here and there. So it's been fun to watch.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
So you guys, Daniel, are 3-1 to start off this year. Now, 3-1 compared to years that you've been in the Giant locker room, been a part of the Giant franchise. It's now a month in. I know I keep asking you this, but it's, you know, it's something that you have experienced. You've seen the Giants deal with some tough times. Now you're seeing the Giants deal with much happier times and winning times and better times. What has been the biggest difference a month into this year so far?
I mean, I think there's a confidence and an enthusiasm, a passion that guys have, and you can feel that coming in the building for sure. A month in, but I think at the same time, guys feel a sense of urgency, and we feel like we've you know, found ways to win. But something I've said, something I think we've all said, is that we feel like there's a lot still out there for us, and a lot of ways we can improve and, you know, continue to get better. And you know, I'm confident we'll do that through the year. So guys are definitely happy, and, you know, we feel good about the start, but there's a lot for us to work on, and that feels good. I know, you know, guys have been around here, definitely feel that and sense that. But so, yeah, we'll keep going, but guys are in a good spot.
Yeah, and finding ways to win. New Yorkers love that, Daniel. It doesn't have to be pretty always. You know, bottom line is you either win or you lose. That's the NFL in a nutshell. New Yorkers like the idea of seeing W's up on this score sheet, the standings, whatever the hell you want to call it these days. And you guys have that kind of intangible within you. And I've seen that from this coaching staff, whether you're losing guys at wide receiver, whether you're going down for a couple of plays, whether you got to run a wildcat, whether you got to throw to tight ends, the game's decided close. Big plays are being made that maybe weren't made in the past at the end of games. And like in winning time, whether it's getting a big turnover or you picking up a big first down, it's like those little things, right? Is that like something that you've noticed is a big difference in winning games and losing games? Like those little plays at the end of games deciding things?
Yeah, no doubt. I think that's right on. I think, you know, in years past, we've played a lot of close games and games that have gone down to the last drive or a play here or play there, you know, and we haven't been able to pull it out in a lot of situations where, you know, this year, I think we have found ways to win some of those games and push through, make that play and you know, keep a drive alive or stop them on defense or, you know, whatever we got to do, find a way to kick a field goal or, you know, little stuff here and there that I think adds up and helps you get the result you want. But yeah, like I said, I think we've done that. We feel good about it, but there's a lot still out there for us.
So now in a couple of days, you get on a plane and you get to go to London. We talked about this last week. We didn't want to get ahead of ourselves because you had a game against the Chicago Bears coming up. Now it's on the table. It's on the horizon. You stoked to get on that plane and fly to London and play a football game?
Yeah, I am. I am. It'll be a cool experience. Heading out Thursday night, and we'll wake up Friday morning in London, which will be pretty cool. So I've never been across the pond. I've never been to Europe. So I'm looking forward to getting over there, and it'll be fun to play a game.
So long flight. Are you a guy that sleeps on the plane? Are you a movie guy? What is your plan for the flight to London?
Yeah, I'm trying to treat it like, you know, like it's my sleep for the night. So go ahead and get some
You're
sleep.
You're a smart man. That's like me coming back from Vegas. Although usually the sleep doesn't go too well on the flight back from Vegas. But I try, Daniel. I try.
Yeah. So I'll just, I'll treat it like a little flight back from Vegas for you.
There you go. That works for me. So you're going up against Aaron Rodgers. And I know as an opposing quarterback, you don't want to put too much stock in the opposing quarterback because for you, obviously, you'd be going against the Green Bay defense and the challenges and, you know, what they bring to the table. Aaron Rodgers, all-time great, future Hall of Fame quarterback. So I was thinking about this. Who is the quarterback for you when you were growing up? When you decided this is something I want to do, this is a position I want to play, who is the guy Daniel Jones kind of looked up to? I don't want to say idolized, but who is the guy that you wanted to be as a quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's certainly one of them. I don't know if I had like one guy who was the guy for me. I think I liked watching all the really good guys at the time. And he was definitely one of them growing up, watching him play, you know, watching his play style, him getting in and out of the pocket, making throws on the run, creating plays with his legs, you know, all that stuff. I think as a young guy, you'd watch and, you know, try to emulate or pick up things. But, you know, him and Peyton Manning obviously was at the top of the game when I was a kid. And Eli, too, you know, I'm not just saying that because I'm a New York guy now, but he really was. And I liked watching him. And then being in Charlotte, Jake DeLome was one of those guys too for me. So
wow, Jake DeLome, I like that reference right there.
Yeah,
hey, played on a lot of winning teams, Daniel. A lot of winning teams. That Jake DeLome, man.
Yeah, he was the man, dude. He was the man. Him and Steve Smith, Musa Muhammad, they used to make it happen back in the day.
Well, Daniel, a lot of Giant fans remember that Carolina team came to the old Giant Stadium, and I was at that game. It was a playoff game. I think it was Eli's first playoff game. So don't remind him of this if you have a conversation with him. They kicked the crap out of the Giants, dude. I mean, that Carolina team, I remember they came in and they bullied the Giants and they beat them up pretty bad. A couple of years later, though, I think it worked out for Eli and those guys, though. So maybe it was like a growing pains experience, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
So London coming up, Packers coming up. Schedule for you guys is not easy in the next 2 weeks, might I add. And I'm sure you know this. Packers in London, Ravens the following week. Has that been something Coach Daboll and the squad has kind of addressed, saying, hey, we're playing good football, but we got to be that much better with some of these teams that we're playing? I mean, the Packers have been a playoff team the last few years. Baltimore has an MVP candidate, Lamar Jackson. They're always a factor. You guys kind of going up a weight class now and scheduling the next 2 weeks, dude.
Yeah, you know, we got some big games coming up against some good opponents for sure. So, you know, we'll focus on that and do what we got to do to prepare to play our best ball against those guys. But, you know, something we always say is that it's a, you know, about us. It's about how we prepare in the game that we play. So, you know, that can sound like cliche and coach speak, but I think it is true. And you know, that's where we're focused. But good teams coming up. So we'll be ready for them and we'll, you know, have a plan. But it's about us for sure.
I know you guys don't have much time while you're in London, so I'm not going to see like the Daniel Jones Abbey Road picture with like no shoes on. I don't think I'm going to see any of that stuff on social media the next few days, DJ. Is that a fair bet?
Yeah, I don't think so. We're staying a little bit outside London too, so I don't know if I'll even make it down there until the game. But yeah, I don't think I'll be taking many.
No sights and no tourist sights and sounds and all that stuff. You're saving that for your next European excursion.
Yeah, maybe so.
I understand that. I guess final one here, twofold. What are we putting the percentages of seeing you on Sunday? You sound cautiously optimistic. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. I mean, I can't put a percentage on it, JJ. But I feel good.
You know, I got to ask the question, Daniel. Yeah. You know, I got to ask my giant people wonder. Kate's wondering. She was very happy with your fantasy performance last week. So she wants to make sure, hey, do I got to have my guy in the lineup on Sunday?
I'm feeling good and I'll continue to work through the week and see how it feels. Just listen to the doctors and trainers. But feeling good. I'm going to do everything I can to be out there.
Fingers crossed we'll see you on Sunday. And, you know, I saw the other quarterback in town. He broke out of gritty after catching a touchdown. Is that what it's going to take? Do you have to catch a touchdown to break out of gritty? Because I was so hoping, and I knew because, listen, we talked about it. I was like, I don't think my guy is going to break out some big celebration after scoring a touchdown. But I was like, maybe if he scores a second, you know, it's the second rushing touchdown. Maybe that will, like, unleash him. You're true to your word, bro. You're true to your word. Maybe three touchdowns, you'll do something crazy for me.
We'll see. We'll see about it. But yeah, he had a pretty good gritty. But if I hit the gritty deals, you got to hit it too, right?
Done, and done. And I here's the good news for me. It can't be any worse than Gesicki's of the Dolphins. It can't be any worse than that. So that's like kind of a low bar, man.
Yeah, his was like a run. He was like jogging. But I don't know. It's not much. So don't expect much from it.
I'm hoping for three Daniel Jones rushing touchdowns at some point this year. That's all. I get three. I'm going to be like monitoring. I'm going to be glued to the TV saying, come on, man, give me something. Give me something, DJ. Hey, bro, feel better. I'm glad you're doing well. We hope to see you on Sunday and keep up the good work, man. 3-1 New York Giants. That sounds nice.
All right. Appreciate you, JJ.
Daniel Jones, quarterback in the New York Giants. We're coming right back. So DJ didn't want to give me definitive yes or no, but he seemed cautiously optimistic he was going to give it a go. I'm going to take that as a yes that he is going to play. Going to take that as a yes. That's our Tuesday show. We're back on Thursday with our Football Friday festivities, and it might be pre-wildcard festivities for the New York Mets. Good work, Stephon. JJ out. Be good, everybody.